Welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Glad you're with us on this Friday night at the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue our conversation with Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders. And one of the things that I want to ask you about tonight is, obviously, we're going to mark our calendar. The Thunder are set to host Kevin Durant and the Warriors in February, and that'll be the first game against Russell Westbrook. What is your view of this relationship? Do you think it's getting overhyped in terms of this war between the two players, or is this perhaps the beginning of a rivalry? What's your perception?
Well, I think there'll be a little bit of a rivalry to it. But, you know, I think, you know, Kevin kind of said it the best. You know, you spend basically 8-9 years with somebody every day. And, you know, what gets lost about the NBA, and it's a little different than some other sports, is that, you know, for pretty much the bulk of 120 days of the year, you're with each other every day. You're in the locker room, you shoot around, you travel together, you eat together. You know, so over time, you develop those kind of friendships and family bonds. And the two of them really had a big brother, little brother relationship. I certainly think the way that it played out with Kevin didn't necessarily sit well. But, you know, Kevin had to make a decision for himself. And I think anybody who's had a family member who's had to make a decision for themselves that maybe you didn't agree with, you know, there's always a little bit of hurt feelings. But I think at the end of the day, they're still, you know, very much connected to each other. And Russ is going to get his opportunity to be his guy, and Kevin's going to get the opportunity to do what he wanted to do. And, you know, Kevin said this when he made the decision, was that he knew that if he stayed in Oklahoma City, that he was never going to evolve as a player. He was just going to keep being what he was. And he just really felt like it was time for him to challenge himself. And, you know, he's always been kind of a scorer, always been kind of the go-to offensive guy. And now he wants the challenge of becoming a better defensive player, to not being somebody who touches the ball 25, 30 times a game, and trying to be more efficient. And I think what he really covets now is the chance to go down as a multi-time NBA champion. And I think where Russell's wanting to get to that MVP level. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I do think they don't like each other narrative is a little overplayed, because it's just really not how those guys feel about each other. But certainly, like any relationship that breaks up, it wasn't absolutely as perfect as it could have been. But I think in everybody's heart of hearts, they still love each other like brothers.
Well, with Russell Westbrook now being the heart of the Oklahoma City Thunder, I have to wonder, you know, how his game is going to change, how he will perhaps elevate his game. I mean, he always posts such an incredible stat line. Where do you see him improving the most?
Well, I think the blueprint is kind of when Kevin Durant went down with that Jones fracture in his foot. You know, he missed some, you know, 40-something games half a year. And, you know, that's when Russell Westbrook went on that tear of triple-double after triple-double.
Oh, yeah.
And really got himself in the MVP race. So I think we've seen what a Russell Westbrook-only team kind of looks like. I think the big question is who's going to step up and be the supporting cast around him? You know, no Serge Ibaka. He was a big part of their defense that year. Certainly, I think you're talking about younger guys playing bigger roles. You know, how does the Mitch McGarrys of the world fit in? How do the Cameron Paynes fit in? So it'll be a bit of a different thing. And then the other part, too, is, you know, Kevin and Russ had such a control of that locker room, even when Kevin was injured. You know, how does that dynamic change? Because, you know, Russ isn't quite the warm and fuzzy guy that a Kevin Durant was in terms of keeping everybody together when things get rough. So
that's right.
Those are the things I'm most concerned about, is how does the team chemistry element play? Because I think we've all seen Russ can be a little selfish at times, but I think that what we've seen is that he can be very dominant too, and I think all the guys there get it.
Well, Russell Westbrook, we love his energy, his flair that he plays with. I thought it was interesting too, just the thoughts, Michael Jordan, that bold statement about Russell, that he says that he's a young Michael Jordan. Do you agree?
Well, considering he wears brand Jordan, I wouldn't have expected anything
less. Okay, I got you.
yeah, you know, if you're the guy selling the shoes. But no, I think it's hard not to look at Russell Westbrook and see him as a complete player. You know, his ability to, you know, triple-double, and I know that a lot of people don't, you know, really follow kind of the statty part of the world, but when you can be double figures in three categories in a game, that's incredible.
Yes.
He can do it with scoring the ball, he can do it with steals and assists, and certainly can do it with rebounding. And those are very special players that can really take over a game by themselves. And there aren't very many of them in the modern NBA. We got a lot of guys who can score 30, and there's a couple of guys that can give you 10 assists, and quite a few guys, especially guards, that can give you a lot of rebounds. But it's pretty rare that you can get a guy that can go for 20, 10, and 10 and do it the way Russ does and win games. You know, sometimes the triple-double comes at a loss. You know, Russ can do it and win games, and that's what's really special about him. And there aren't many players that are like him.
Hey, getting ready to wrap it up with Steve Keller from Basketball Insiders. My final question for you is the NBA schedule. It is out. We're looking at a rematch Christmas Day between the Cavs and the Warriors. Is that the game you're looking forward to the most this season, or
I'm not one that gets too crazy about the regular season. You know, we call Christmas Day the unofficial start of when you're supposed to care.
Okay,
you go through November and those games are just kind of a little bit ugly basketball. You get
right.
into December and we kind of know what teams are. We're ready for everybody to pay attention come Christmas Day. And, you know, as somebody who has a family and my little guy plays basketball, you know, it's always fun to kind of open Christmas presents and have the game on in the background. And it's just kind of a family tradition. And I think it's a great showcase for the NBA. And when you look at the games that they put on Christmas Day, more times than not, they're great matchups. And like you said, you get to see relive the finals, or at least maybe a preview of this year's finals. I think that's the one thing to kind of keep in mind with all of this. It is probably still going to be Cleveland and the Warriors all year long. So the more times those teams get to tee up against each other, I think it's better for fans.
Always one of our favorites, Basketball Insider Steve Keller. Go online, check him out, basketballinsiders.com, as he's joining us at the all-new SB Nation Radio. Thank you, Steve. We look forward to another conversation.
Anytime.
And it is hard to believe we are already wrapping up our show. Time to thank all of our amazing guests and lineup. Steve Keller with Basketball Insiders, George Vesey, New York Times columnist, Patrick Livingston, the CEO of National Golf Schools, Motez Bashara, feature writer with CNN, Rod Bramblett, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, and one of our favorites, Mark Medina, with the LA Daily News Lakers beat writer. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio.